Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B morning show. It's, what time is it? It's 6:24. Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Hey, there he is. I was telling everyone that you messaged me and said that you were doing a vigorous waxing of your bikini area, and it was super in depth. I'm talking b-hole to tip, everything waxed. So you're all done now waxing, right?
Yeah. I just try to get ready for the summer, man. You know, people are starting to walk by the porch, and you know, I just want to look good.
Understandable. And I think everyone listening totally understands that you were vigorously waxing your bikini area. So I'm glad you're done. Maybe don't do it next time, like right before the show starts, because that's obviously a lot of waxing. So you're all done. You're all waxed up, and we're ready to go.
You need some wax? I got some extra wax, man.
No,
if you need a...
I'm good. I'm surprised you have any left. I know you were really bushy down there, so I'm glad you're good. And
Dude, it was pretty bad.
Just whacking away at it. Hey, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Kiki got mad at me because I drank her last Bud Light Seltzer last night. And I was like, well, you know what?
No.
I worked hard, and I want this Bud Light Seltzer. It was black cherry, and it was effing delicious. You should have had one.
Not good.
Anyway, what do you got for us in sports?
We got some NBA action, man. Some NBA players like superstar Zion Williamson of the Pelicans. Staying in shape. Staying sharp, staying ready when the season gets going again, you know? Other players, not so much so. To be fair, some players don't even have a basketball hoop or a court to practice on at their house, because a lot of these guys, you know what's weird is, like, I just always imagine professional athletes, obviously millionaires, and they got these mansions, and I never really thought about, like, oh, yeah, what if they, like, travel to different teams and do, you know, these, not necessarily these pro athletes always getting mansions and houses. Some of them just get like apartments in the city, and then they play the season, and then off season go back to the house wherever they live, in Malibu or wherever they live. So a lot of these guys are unfortunate, man. It's not like you can go out and play at the local park, you know, and it's, some of these guys are quarantined to an apartment where you can't even put a hoop up. So I can't see that, man. Some NBA players haven't shot a ball in what, a month and a half? So I guess we're going to watch and see how long it's going to take these guys to get back.
They're all going to suck.
You know what they're going to be like? It's like in Space Jam when they get all the powers taken, or they get all their abilities taken away and they can just barely walk. Who was it? Muggsy Bogues, a couple other dudes.
It'll be great. I can't wait to see it. I'll finally be able to make it to the NBA.
Right. Yeah, I don't think so, man.
No.
Even without skills, both of us, I think we don't have a shot. Hey, the Olympics, moving on, man. The Olympics, the Tokyo Olympics, to be specific, could be totally canceled if we're still dealing with the coronavirus next summer. I can't believe it when I read that. I'm like, really? I have to think about that? We might be dealing with this next summer? The new start date for the Tokyo Olympics is July 23rd, 2021. And they picked July 23rd, 2021, because it cannot be pushed back later than that date. That is the very last date that they can kick it off. So, man, if we're still dealing with this in July of next year, ain't going to be no Olympics.
Which, crazy.
Please, please, baby Jesus, please don't be letting us deal with this a year from now. More than a year from now. It's not even July 2020.
I hope not, man. I really hope not.
It's hard to think about, man. So that's what I got for you this morning.
Awesome. Well, there you go. That's your sports after Hunter was done waxing. We'll be back with more. Of course, as always, sports.
Baby skin smooth, man. It is nice.
Smooth like eggs. Sports, man. Brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 727 Brock Hunter.
Yes.
Yes.
What's up?
Oh, all right. We'll check out your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Maybe grab a variety pack and enjoy yourself.
There you go.
It's going to be rainy and crappy. Might as well stay inside and drink some Bud Light Seltzers. That's what I would
today,
do.
We're supposed to start golf leagues today. It's the first day of golf leagues.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's supposed to rain like all day.
I know. It's supposed to rain all day. And, you know, you can't take carts out. So you got to do like either you bring your own push cart or... Or balls up because you're carrying your bag around nine holes. You know,
your little bird legs are going to be exhausted by the end of that.
You're going to be shaking, trembling. This is just vibrating, man.
All right, what do we got for sports?
NBA. You know, Steve Kerr,
yeah.
Coach of the Warriors. Warriors are so good for the longest time. They're basically just giving up. This is what Steve Kerr says. You know, about the whole coronavirus thing. It's different for us because we're down to 17 games, but we're definitely out of the playoffs. He's like, it feels like the end of the season. He's like, what should we even play? You know, he's like, what's the point? I love how like most coaches back in the day are like, oh, we're gonna finish the season. We're gonna do it strong. No, Kerr's like, no, we're not gonna risk anything. Injuries. We've already had enough injuries. I think he's just done. So I think the Golden State Warriors are just basically quitting.
Jeez.
Which is wild because they were like the greatest franchise of like all time possibly.
Yeah.
For like a good 7 years. And it's just now they're like the Mud Dogs. All right. Moving on. Olympics. The Olympics in Tokyo supposed to be happening, but it's obviously delayed. As late as July 23rd, 2021. That is the very last date it could happen. If we're still dealing with the coronavirus next summer at that point in July and they have to cancel it, that's it. They ain't gonna make it up. That's the last date that they could do it. So July 23rd, 2021 is it's the last chance.
That's crazy to me. I remember reading somewhere, and I'm going to butcher this fact, but there's only been, like, since modern Olympics, since, like, the early 1900s, whenever that was, since the modern Olympics and keeping record of it, it's only been canceled, like, one other time, and that was, like, during maybe World War One, World War Two, something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say it probably was during a World War, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That is, like... We're living through something that's going to be, you know, in the history books.
Yeah.
Generations above us, man, are going to be talking about coronavirus. You were not supposed to be around anybody for however long it's going to take. It's craziness.
Crazy, buddy. All right. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Good enough for me, man. All right. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.